You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnrick spoke with Tanya Bellinger about how Catkins is doing recently.
Right now, I think we have the most animals we've had in quite some time, with 97 animals in our care, 84 cats and 13 dogs, and more on the way. So we're doing really well with our volunteer team. We do have a couple of walking shifts to fill their specific days, mornings and evenings. So we are looking for just a couple of volunteers for that. I would say our largest need is probably our fundraising team.
Okay.
We have a nice little team going. We have one of our team members here today with us, Judy Scoville. But we need more fundraising volunteers because we're amping up our fundraising for our new facility. So
yes.
We would love to get folks from Oliver and Price County to join our team. Pretty exciting. We're going to have this all on our website very soon, so keep an eye on our page. Also watch Facebook. I'm going to be doing some live videos to show everybody what's going on. But we're actually going to be putting up the new facility on County Road E, and you're going to be able to see it from the highway.
Oh, really?
So keep an eye out there by our sign, because not too long we're going to start excavating the site.
Really?
So that's phase one. And we have a lot of fundraising to go, but our goal is to hopefully start the facility, break ground next spring. So at the older one, we're going to use that building. It's just a very, very small building. We're going to use that as an exercise center for the dogs in the winter, because a lot of times it's too cold for them to get outside to do much. So
okay,
that's going to kind of solve that issue for us. But the new building is going to be larger. We're going to have 16 dog kennels versus our 10 dog kennels right now. And we're going to have more room for the community, more room for volunteers, more room for animals and adopters.
We then asked Judy Scoville about the upcoming golf fundraiser that Catkins is hosting.
We are looking for some golfers. We're a few teams short of last year. So anybody, and you don't have to be a really good golfer. It's kind of a fun event. It's nine holes, and I don't know if you're familiar with what a scramble is, but it's four persons, and it's called a hop, skip, and a jump. And you, the first three holes, you just hit the ball, and you play your own ball for the first three holes, and then you take the best score.
Okay.
And then the next three holes are the skip, and it's a scramble, which so you just, everybody hits the ball.
The best one, you take
and
it?
And you take the best ball.
Okay.
And then you hit from there, and then you take that score. And then the last one is, we call Divorce Alley. It's where everybody hits every other shot.
Okay.
So I'll hit, and then the next person hits, and the next person hits.
Okay.
You know, if you miss, you're in trouble. But anyway, it's just fun.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to be a really good golfer, because there's already was going to be somebody who will pick up the slack.
Sure. So that'll be the 16th at the Park Falls Country Club.
Yes.
All right.
Starts at 10 o'clock and lunch is provided.
Okay.
After we're done.
All right.
Bowl prizes and fun events.
It's $50 per person.
Okay.
If you don't have a four-man team to sign up, you can sign up as an individual. Just call the Country Club at 715-762-4396 and just let them know you want to be added to a team, and we'll put you on a team. And everybody loves meeting the new people at this event, and it's a lot of fun. And we also, this year, we have a pie auction, which is new. We haven't done that before, so we're going to have some really delicious pies and cakes up for auction.
The Phillips Police Department would like to inform you that they have recently received a report of a scam that was reported to the Price County Sheriff's Office. This scam is by telephone, and the original call identifies as the Treasury Department. A second phone call is then placed and shows up as the Phillips Police Department phone number. The individual identifies themselves as a Phillips police officer. The individual then requests money to resolve the issue. The police department would like to inform you that this is not them, and they will not contact you in such a way. They would also like to remind you to please report scams to your local department. And if you're not sure if it's a scam, always check with the local authorities just to be certain. Sunday, August 17th, it's Pancakes in the Park from 8:30 to noon over at the historic pavilion of Copper Falls State Park. You can enjoy made-from-scratch pancakes served with locally made maple syrup, bacon, sausage, fresh fruit, and more. This is sponsored by the Trails Committee, and all proceeds go toward maintaining the ski, bike, and hike trails within the Copper Falls State Park. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, August 17th, from 8:30 to noon over at the historic pavilion of Copper Falls State Park. Remember, a state park vehicle pass is required. Before we move into state news, I would like to make a correction to my past couple of news reports. I have been informed that the town I mistakenly pronounced as Worcester is in fact pronounced Wooster. Once again, I apologize for the slip-up. And now, on to state news. Governor Tony Evers signed 17 bills and vetoed 5. Samantha Tomey Olson breaks them down.
There's now a new certification for advanced practice nurses that makes it easier for them to practice on their own. About 8,000 nurses in Wisconsin could qualify under this new law, and advocates say that could increase healthcare access. Also in healthcare, patients can no longer be given pelvic exams for educational reasons without their consent while they're under anesthesia. That law was sparked by a Madison woman who began advocating for the measure after learning it happened to her. Another new law clarifies that people renting spots at campgrounds are not tenants, so landlord and tenant laws do not apply. That can make it easier for law enforcement to remove people from a campground. Another new law increases the penalties for purposely damaging telephone or cable infrastructure. It's now a felony instead of a misdemeanor. Now let's get to the vetoes. The most notable, Evers vetoed that bill that would have given drivers for services like DoorDash and Uber access to portable benefits accounts to save for retirement and sick time. Evers says he vetoed it because it also classified these drivers as independent contractors, which would have prevented them from unionizing. According to WisPolitics, DoorDash in particular spent more than $1 million here in Wisconsin in just 6 months lobbying to get this bill passed. Republicans who authored it say Evers is telling gig workers they don't matter. Evers says he didn't sign on because it would have also excluded those workers from minimum wage, unemployment insurance, and workers' compensation. He also vetoed a bill that had to do with revoking probation and another that would create a whole separate court for business cases in the state of Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A home run fest. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers wrap up their series today with the Pirates. Last night, the crew with 5 home runs to win 14-0 over Pittsburgh. Sal Frelick was the Brewers' leadoff man and hit his 9th home run of the season in his first at-bat.
It's always nice to score a lot of runs, but, you know, I'm not, like, surprised by any means, especially when the offense is clicking like it is and we're getting great support from the pitchers.
Milwaukee with a 7.5-game lead in the Central. The Cubs losing 5-1 to the Blue Jays. NFL. The word is Jordan Love had successful surgery after suffering a torn ligament in his left thumb against the Jets. How soon will he be able to practice?
I don't know, until he gets back here and see how he feels. I mean, we'll see. Obviously, he'll be out this week, and then I would put it highly unlikely that he plays for Seattle. As far as the practice is concerned, I can't tell you that at this moment.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes I want to love a movie because the poster looks so cool, such is the case with Weapons, the new film from Zach Kregers and his follow-up to his excellent horror film, Barbarian. Weapons is one of those films I liked about 3/4 of, but it just couldn't quite close. The film stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner, and the critics love it for the most part. That's how I feel about this creepy film. I liked it for the most part, and pretty much recommend it. How's that for a sort of positive review? Fans of singer Carly Pearce were probably freaked when they saw the New York Post headline, which read the singer was rushed to the ER with a gruesome injury. As it turns out, she cut her thumb on a ranch dressing bottle and needed gauze. Kudos to gauze for making its first appearance in the Hollywood Beats. The article explained that Pierce would have to adjust by holding the microphone in her left hand instead of her right, but she was confident she could pull it off. It's almost like they're trying to trick you into reading things. The cast of Friends was mourning Matthew Perry long before his death, according to his castmate Jennifer Aniston. Aniston recently discussed the situation with Vanity Fair, saying the entire cast had done all they could for their friend Perry, but it just wasn't working. The star of the morning show even said at one point in the interview that Perry being gone is almost better because he is no longer in pain. Perry confirmed his struggles in his memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, in which he discussed attending 6,000 AA meetings, going through rehab 15 times, and spending almost $10 million in an attempt to get clean. On a lighter note, the article is complemented by the typical weird Vanity Fair photos, one of which has Aniston in a semi-formal white gown in a backyard, looking to the sky while using a push lawnmower from the 1930s. Garbage. Everyone knows Aniston uses a John Deere rider to cut her own grass. All right, Swifties, brace yourself. Up-and-comer Taylor Swift has announced she will soon release her 12th studio album. She seems to be really getting the hang of this songwriting thing. Taylor teased Swifties with a mysterious countdown ticker on her website before making the announcement on her boyfriend's podcast. The New Heights is hosted by current and former footballer brothers Travis and Jason Kelce. This is the follow-up to Swift's 2024 release, The Tortured Poets Department, which was the biggest-selling album of the year, selling almost 3.5 million copies on both digital and physical formats. It broke records for highest single day and single week number of streams on Spotify, interestingly enough, and maybe even more importantly, this was Swift's first appearance on the New Heights podcast. That's a good get for the Kelce brothers. We'll see if she breaks podcast records. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny with more of that smoky haze from wildfires out there today. Our high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 50s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.